In 2002, Gary Steingart broke into the literary scene with The Russian Debutante's Handbook, a novel about young Russians living in Alphabet City and in a city in Europe. His latest book, Little Failure, is a memoir about his own experience as a young Russian immigrant in New York. WNYC's Mythili Rao met him in the borough where it all started, Queens.
The Solomon Schechter School of Queens is a Jewish elementary and middle school. It's writer Gary Steingart's alma mater, but he doesn't come back here often.
Nobody really comes back to this part of Kew Gardens. There's really...
Unless a radio producer asked you to.
A radio producer, yes, yes, I mean...
These quiet streets with their faded street signs, shops, and billboards haven't changed much in the 3 decades since Steingart and his family first arrived. But at the time, they seemed otherworldly.
For us, coming from the Soviet Union, there was no reference point. There was nothing like this. You know, we had nothing. Everything was a mystery. A Chevrolet Corvette looked like it was a spaceship, not like a car.
The young Steingart channeled those feelings of intergalactic dislocation into fiction, more specifically into writing a sci-fi novel called The Challenge about two warring planets, which he called Atlanta and Lopez. I asked Steingart to meet me here on the steps of his old school because I wanted to find out more about a scene in his new memoir, Little Failure, the moment here at SSSQ when he first made his public debut as a writer. It all started on the day Steingart's teacher, Ms. S., asked him to read The Challenge to his English class.
As I'm reading it, I'm hearing a different language come out of my mouth. I do full justice to the many misspellings, and the Russian accent is still thick, but I'm speaking in what is more or less comprehensible English. The children are silent. They are listening to my every word, following the battles of the Atlantans and Lopezians as far as the 10 minutes of allotted time will go. And they will listen to the story for the next 5 weeks as well, because Miss S. will designate the end of every English period as challenge time, and they will shout out throughout the English period, "When will Gary read already?"
Standing up in front of his classmates, novel in hand, was no small feat. Before then, Steingart said, he'd just been an overdressed kid with no friends.
I showed up in some kind of giant woodland animal-based fur coat, and the teacher said, "You know, Gary, you should probably not wear that coat. That's why kids don't play with you." But there were many other reasons kids did. This was Ronald Reagan's Evil Empire speech in 1980 had just come out, so all those movies, you know, Red Dawn, Red Gerbil, Red Hamster, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And so we knew that at least I knew I was the worst of the lot. But, you know, when I started writing this stuff, as I said from the excerpt I read, I started to move myself away from being Russian into being the storytelling freak.
It was as a storyteller that he made sense of his new home. I asked Steingart to show me some of the landmarks of this era of his life, starting with the first apartment he and his family moved into when they arrived in the country.
This is a very small stretch of garden apartments, about 3 stories tall. Again, as welcoming to any immigrant from the Soviet Union as you can imagine. Look how green this is. I mean, right now it doesn't seem like much, but this beautiful little bunch of shrubbery here.
From the apartment complex, we walked down Main Street, past an Orthodox church and the synagogue that donated furniture and clothes to Steingart's family when they arrived in Queens with next to nothing.
So Main Street was a world of wonders. Main Street, going through Kew Gardens right off Union Turnpike. We could not believe what was going on here. Any kind of product for sale, supermarkets, X-rated films.
Just down the road is the theater where Steingart and his father, oblivious to the American film rating system, accidentally found themselves watching a pornographic French film called Emmanuel, Joys of a Woman.
Wow, Wacky Wednesdays, $5. Yes, this is where my sexual education began, and pretty much ended for several decades.
But Emmanuel, Joys of a Woman also provided another kind of lesson.
I think I never looked at America the same way again after seeing what was possible right here on Main Street, right next to the Young Israel Synagogue, you know.
In Little Failure, Steingart's readers get to experience exactly where his trademark inventiveness and impulse for satire first bloomed, here in Central Queens. For WNYC, I'm Mythili Rao.